More now on the story of the latest Osama bin Laden videotape and the debate within the Bush administration over whether to release it. Vice President Dick Cheney has seen the tape, so has President Bush. Now the question is whether to let the public watch it. Administration officials say the tape proves bin Laden is responsible for the September 11th attack, but they also say they're worried about providing him with more publicity. NPR news analyst Daniel Shore says there's another factor the president may be wrestling with, how to release the content of the tape without compromising intelligence sources.
The 40 minutes of amateur videotape showed Osama bin Laden talking about having anticipated the terrorist attacks, surprised by the extent of the devastation, even chuckling about the fact that not all the hijackers knew they were on a suicide mission. The tape, fitting the classic definition of smoking gun, would seem to be a powerful tool for the Bush administration. But another classic phrase has intervened, protection of sources and methods, holy writ in the intelligence community. It forbids you to reveal what you know for fear of revealing how you know it, having bugged a telephone, broken a code, or bribed an agent to steal a tape. It would seem to make little sense to cry sources and methods once the tape and its general contents are known. But tradition is tradition, and sources and methods frequently covers a variety of other inhibitions. Vice President Dick Cheney, for example, says, we should not be eager to give the guy, Osama, any extra television time. Sources and methods can also tie an agency into knots. The administration has now issued three mystifying alerts based on what it calls credible evidence. Because of sources and methods, it cannot discuss the nature of the evidence. Usually it means that someone whose credibility comes from having known in advance of a previous attack has been overheard talking about a prospective attack. It may well be that terrorists know they're being monitored and could be playing games to provoke fear. But the FBI, committed to safeguarding its sources, has trouble explaining its problem. The sources and methods restraint, like President Truman's buck, sometimes stops at the desk of the Oval Office. In 1983, for example, President Reagan wanted to deal a blow to the Soviet Union by proving it had shot down a Korean airliner. He had played for the UN Security Council the tape of a Soviet fighter pilot as he attacked the passenger plane. That tape came from a super-secret monitoring facility on the northern island of Japan. Mr. Reagan compromised an important intelligence method to stage a piece of theater. And today, when a government briefer routinely responds to a question by saying, sources and methods, you have to wonder how serious that is. This is Daniel Shore.